Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, the minister in charge of public spending has said it is impossible for the government to fully cushion people from rising inflation. Grade inflation won't disadvantage Leaving Cert students sitting their exams this year, according to the education minister. The Dáil has heard claims there were 200 homes burgled and trashed in the space of 2 months last year between Donegal and North Galway. And there's been widespread condemnation after a 19-year-old man was shot in Strabane last night. Good evening. We will have Kenny Harkin in studio with all the latest in sport. But first in news this evening, police are becoming increasingly concerned about the whereabouts of a man missing from Strabane. Tony Gilday was last seen in the Strabane area on Thursday last, the 3rd of February. Tony is described as 5'2" in height, of slim build with short dark hair, blue eyes and has a beard. Police believe that Tony may have connections in the Omagh area. However, it cannot be ruled out that he has remained in Strabane or travelled elsewhere. Anyone who sees Tony or knows of his whereabouts is being urged to contact police. The minister in charge of public spending has said it is impossible for the government to fully cushion people from rising inflation. The Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID is meeting this evening to finalise the details. It's expected a once-off extra payment to fuel allowance recipients may be included, alongside an enhanced electricity voucher for all households. But Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath says they won't be able to solve cost of living issues for everyone this evening.
It's not possible for the government to fully address the entire impact of the current level of inflation in certain areas, particularly with fuel costs. And we know that it is resulting in real hardship for people. And we've done a lot already in the budget with the taxation and the welfare package, but we recognise we do need to do more.
The Dáil has heard claims there were 200 homes burgled and trashed in the space of 2 months last year between Donegal and North Galway. The government is being urged to respond to concerns of rural homeowners after a spate of aggravated burglaries. 73-year-old Thomas Niland is fighting for his life after being attacked in his home in Sligo in January. South Donegal Deputy Marion Harkin says action needs to be taken to reassure the public.
Tarnished and many other burglaries and aggravated assaults never make the news. So many people have contacted me, but a Swinford man alerted me, for example, to the 200 homes that had been burgled and trashed in 2 months last year between Donegal and North Galway. And as he says, there's a lot of devastated people. And when you're a victim, a certain innocence is lost forever.
Grade inflation won't disadvantage Leaving Cert students sitting their exams this year, according to the Education Minister. Marks shot up in 2020 and 2021 after a calculated grade system was introduced whereby students were assessed by their teachers. This system will not be in place this year, with students sitting written exams as normal. Education Minister Norma Foley says the difference will be taken into account.
Some of the asks, for example, in terms of the grade inflation from students, I've given a very strong commitment in relation to that, in terms of the class of 22 competing with the class of 21, that it will be kept on the same level. In terms of additional accommodations or adjustments being made to papers, which was a very clear request, I've ensured that that's happening.
The Dáil has been told that the publication this week of the terms of reference published this week for the forthcoming report of the Society of Chartered Surveyors in Ireland is causing serious concerns in Donegal. The SCSI's figures will determine payments to homeowners under the defective block scheme. Deputy Pearse Doherty told Tánaiste Dlí Ó Bhradacar today that there are issues with the terms of reference, particularly because there are indications that foundations will not be included. He says this is contrary to promises made by Minister Charlie McConnellogue that they would be, and he urged the Tánaiste to clarify the situation.
There are serious concerns in Donegal and elsewhere in relation to the timeframes of how long it will take, suggestions that it could be close to the end of the year, and we need urgency from government in relation to this. But those concerns have only been added to now with reference to the upcoming Society of Chartered Surveyors report on the cost of defective concrete block scheme. And it's simply unacceptable, Tánaiste. The SCSI must be allowed to provide independent, fully independent and true assessment of the cost of rebuilding homes and replacements of the foundations. Thank now, you. Your colleague, Minister Charlie McConnell, gave a commitment that thank foundations you. Would We're be included. It appears it haven't. And just the last question I have here is, Tánaiste, can you explain to this House why you're asking thousands of homeowners to rebuild their homes to standards thank that you. For some will Tánaiste be a quarter of a century we're old we're now, given what you are demanding in the SCSI standards?
Thanks, Deputy. I'm going to have to come back to you on the SCSI standards. I don't have a note on that at the moment.
There's been widespread condemnation after a 19-year-old man was shot in Strabane last evening. It's believed two masked men entered a house in the Spring Hill Park area of the town shortly after 20 past seven, armed with guns and a baseball bat. The 19-year-old was subsequently beaten with the bat before being shot in the leg. He was taken to hospital for treatment to his injuries. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says there is much anger in the locality.
This is a deeply disturbing and shocking incident. It has absolutely shocked the entire community of Strabane. When this occurred last night, there was children in a local youth centre not very far from where this incident occurred. This has caused a huge amount of annoyance and frustration and anger in reaction to what has occurred, and particularly the seriousness of this event where a young man has been very seriously injured as a result of two masked men get into the house.
And this is something we do not want to see in the streets once again.
No, this is absolutely unjustified, unacceptable, and there's no room for this in our society. People today are united in their condemnation of such an act, and they're calling for answers from the PSNA as to how this has happened. There is no place in our society for any form of violence of any shape or form. And today this has to absolutely be called out and condemned. And obviously the community are very, very alarmed.
And indeed, if anybody has any information, it's vital that they come forward with this.
It's absolutely vital that anyone that witnessed anything at all in the area last night to come forward. We cannot have a situation where our society is in fear, living in fear. There is nothing worse, particularly for those who are more elderly or vulnerable in our community. They'd be very worried and disturbed by what has happened last night. It is important that anybody that witnessed anything at all come forward to the PSNA and provide that information to ensure that we can put a halt to such unbelievable and dangerous behaviour.
The Sea Fisheries Protection Agency says where no compliance is found, action will be taken. It comes after fines of €15,000 were imposed by Judge John Aylmer on the master of the Maggie Sea fishing vessel at Letterkenny Circuit Court. Donal Kavanagh has the details.
At a previous sitting of the court, the master of the Maggie Sea had pleaded guilty to fishing offences, including the failure to accurately record catches in the logbook while at sea. The value of the catch and gear, worth €18,000, was also forfeited. The vessel had been detained following an inspection at sea by the Naval Service in October 2015 and was subsequently brought to Killybegs Harbour. Commenting on the verdict, Pascal Hayes, the executive chair of the SFPA, said the accurate recording of catches is a critical element of effective quota management and is an important part of ensuring the sustainability of our marine resources. Most operators adhere to the requirements of the EU Common Fisheries Policy, he added, and the SFPA is committed to detecting those who choose not to comply. He concluded they will identify activity and vessels that pose a higher risk, and where non-compliance is found, the appropriate action will be taken.
The North's Health Minister says he is considering legal advice on the lifting of COVID restrictions in Northern Ireland. There has been uncertainty over how ministers can fulfil their duties since the resignation of First Minister Paul Given. Robin Swan looked for advice on how to change COVID regulations in the absence of an executive. He says he will now give the advice careful consideration and engage with ministerial colleagues. The Office of Public Works has come under fire over claims that it's snubbing Donegal County Council. It's understood that the OPW has effectively refused to attend council meetings to speak with local representatives over progressing a number of key flood relief projects for the Letterkenny and Milford areas. The council is to write to Minister Patrick O'Donovan requesting an urgent meeting in relation to the matter. Councillor Kieran Brogan was one of a number of councillors who had voiced his frustrations.
Despite our best efforts over the last 18 months, we have not been able to get to meet with the OPW to to think that the response that came back from the OPW to state that the OPW hadn't got the capacity in order to meet with the local public representatives, to me, that's shocking. And I'm a public life a long time. I think it's no way to treat the mayor and the members of the municipal district of this area.
Councillor Jerry McMonagle says the work of the council is effectively being hampered by the OPW.
There's only 3 flood relief schemes going forward in the county at the minute, and a further 59 awaiting. We are one of them in Letterkenny. Letterkenny being the premier town, and we have hundreds of acres of land that we're trying to have to put a plan in for the next 10 years. We can't do it because there isn't them flood relief schemes, and the OPW won't meet with us to discuss the best way forward.
A senior Fáil to Ireland official says there are challenges facing the tourism sector in Donegal, but the industry is meeting them head on. Joan Crawford, the Wild Atlantic Way programme manager in Donegal, believes the From Survival to Recovery plan launched by Fáil to Ireland this week will pay dividends in Donegal and the North West. She says developments such as the planned improvements at Fort Dunre outside Buncrana will help that recovery. Most importantly, Joan Crawford says initiatives such as the Excellent Employer Programme are addressing the staff shortages which are affecting the sector at the moment.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Joining us with all the latest in sport this evening, it is Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Catherine. Good evening. I'm starting with rugby, and Joey Carberry will start a Six Nations match for the very first time on Saturday. With Jonathan Sexton ruled out with a hamstring injury, Carberry's been named at out half for the game away to France. That's the only change to the starting 15, but Ian Henderson, Robbie Henshaw and Jack Carty are all introduced to the bench. Despite a lack of Six Nations action, Carberry doesn't feel he has a point to prove.
Yeah, I'm not really looking at it like that. I'm just going out to do my job, help the team the best way I can. I think everyone's humming and really, really excited for the weekend. So if I can help out the guy inside and outside of me, then I'll be doing my job and hopefully we'll be in a good spot.
France have made 2 changes from last week's win over Italy. Yoram Mofena replaces the injured Jonathan Danty in midfield, while Francois Crowe is named at blind side. In Gaelic Games, the Donegal Competitions Control Committee will hold a fixtures forum tonight. That's ahead of the 2022 season. Several proposals from clubs will be part of the presentation. They range from compressing the league divisions from 4 to 3, reverting back to groups of 4 for the championship and linking the leagues and championship together. The final decision of the format going forward will be made at the County Committee next week on the 16th of February. And the Director General of the GAA believes the momentum is building for an amalgamation between the LGFA and the Camogie Association. The GPA are bringing a motion to Congress later this month, looking for the wheels to be set in motion to bring the 3 associations together. But Tom Ryan warned that amalgamation can only work if all parties are happy with the arrangement. In his annual report, Ryan said the GAA made a surplus of €1.9 million in 2021, an improvement of a €27 million deficit in 2020. In soccer, Roy Keane won't be the next Sunderland manager. The former Republic of Ireland captain reportedly turned down the position after 2 interviews with the League One club. Former Preston boss Alex Neil is now in advanced talks to replace Lee Johnson at the Stadium of Light. On the pitch, Mo Salah is expected to return to the Liverpool starting 11 for tonight's Premier League meeting with Leicester. The Egyptians suffered defeat to Senegal in Sunday's Africa Cup of Nations final. Elsewhere tonight, Wolves, they welcome Arsenal to Molineux. Both those games start at 7:45. And Chesterfield, they have reappointed Paul Cook as their manager. The former Sligo Rovers boss previously gave the club to the League 2 title in a previous spell in charge. Chesterfield are currently 2nd in the National League. In golf, the Irish Open has nearly doubled its prize fund courtesy of a new title sponsor. Starting this year at Mount Juliet, the tournament will be sponsored by Dublin-based biotechnology company Horizon Therapeutics. The prize fund increases to €5 million, up on €3 million from last year. On the PGA Tour this week, Seamus Power has parred each of the first five holes at the Phoenix Open. Graham McDowell is also level par after five. Emiliano Grillo, he leads the way early on and he's on three under par. On the European Tour, Jonathan Caldwell is the best of the Irish on level par after his opening round at that Ras Al Khaimah Classic. He's nine shots adrift of the leader, Ryan Fox. Cormac Sharvin, he opened with a one over par round of 73. In Winter Olympics news, Jack Gower described his 12th place finish in the Alpine combined today as huge. The Irish skier was 14th after the downhill before moving up two places after the slalom. Gower shared his gratitude for the support he's received on the road to Beijing. And in snooker, the Players Championships taking place this week in quarter-final action today. It's currently Barry Hawkins 3, Yan Bingtao 4. It's the first to 6. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Ronnie O'Sullivan, he plays Neil Robertson. After 7 o'clock tonight on The Score, the Donegal Senior Ladies start their Division 1A campaign against Galway this weekend. We'll hear from their manager, Maxi Curran. Danny Cullen looks ahead to Donegal's National Hurling League Division 2B clash with Sligo. The LYT men's football team manager, Shane Byrne, discusses the college's journey to the league final and their return to Premier Division of the CUFL. And last weekend, Donegal golfer Ryan Griffin took victory in Portugal on the RNA Students Tour. Will hear what's next up for Ryan. That's The Score after the 7 o'clock news this evening. That's your sports. Back to Catherine.
Thanks, Kenny, as always. Weather now. Showers will become isolated early tonight, becoming largely dry and clear. Westerly breezes will ease, but lowest temperatures of -3 to 0 degrees, with a sharp frost setting in and some icy stretches forming. Closing headlines now, and the Minister in charge of public spending has said it is impossible for the government to fully cushion people from rising inflation. The Dáil has heard claims there were 200 homes burgled and trashed in the space of 2 months last year between Donegal and North Galway. And police are becoming increasingly concerned about the whereabouts of a man missing from Strabane. Tony Kilday was last seen in the Strabane area a week ago today. That's it for now. We're back with more at 6 p.m. Stand by. Chris Ashmore's here with all the latest in farming, and the obituary notices will follow thereafter. Good evening.
Highlands Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with Lifford Credit Union, who have recently launched Cultivate, an agricultural loan at only 6.55%, APR 6.75%. Call in to any of their three offices for more information or to make an appointment. Lifford Credit Union, Rafoe Newton Lifford, supporting local farmers.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, the focus of our attention this week was last night's annual general meeting of the County Donegal Executive of the Irish Farmers Association. The meeting was held online and a variety of issues facing farmers were addressed. The Minister for Agriculture, Food and Marine, Charlie McConnell-Logue, was the guest speaker. Well, I've been speaking with Donegal IFA Chair Brendan McLaughlin about the meeting, which certainly was very productive.
A very productive AGM, Chris. Very good. This is my last year. This is the fourth year I'm going into now as a county chair. It was a very good meeting online. We have been having online meetings this past 2 years. We're really getting sick and fed up with online meetings. We feel now, from now on in, we're going to have in-person meetings, maybe along with a hybrid system as well, because the numbers of our online meetings was very, very good this last couple of years, because farmers didn't have to leave their homes to listen to what's going on.
And as you touched on, and several other people, from a mental health perspective and getting people to meet each other in person, if you have the hybrid model going forward, those who want to go to a meeting in person can do so, and those who can't make it, and distance is a factor, they can go online. So we're going to get the best of both worlds.
And that all can happen now of new technology. So we're going to have maybe farm meetings on in person as well as hotel meetings. But now we're going to go to the farms and go and get farm visits. I think it's more important.
Now, there was a question and answer session with the minister following his address. One point, I think Andrew McShay from Ballyshannon and several others raised the whole area of organic farming. We are going to see a lot of expansion there. And of course, there are new supports available up to €220 per hectare. And the minister seemed quite positive that this will be an area with potential for farmers, including those here in Donegal.
Yes, this is going to be a big thing for the farmers in Donegal, hull farmers especially. To get into it, you have to spend a three-year way into it, and you get a start payment per hectare. And then when you've got the term done, you get €170 per hectare every year after that. The majority of the farmers in the west of Ireland here have hull sheep, hull land, and it's all organic. There's no fertilizer, no slurry, nothing spread. And there's a lot of criteria still to be changed in that as well. But this is for mainly men that own the hills and mountains and private mountains, but we're trying to work on commonage, and that will be a big thing too as well. So we'll have a lot of help to the farmers here in West Donegal, especially the land type they have, because they didn't really get anything up to now, and now it's going to be helped, this organic. So Charlie has gave $256 million to organics, and that's a big, big figure, and we hope this money is going to be used up.
It was interesting to note he referenced the experiences in Austria, where he said they had gone from 2-3% of land under organic production in the mid-1990s, which is roughly equivalent to the figure we have here now, and they now have 25%, so a huge increase. So, you know, that may well happen here.
It will happen here, but the problem is, a food affordability. That's the problem, because, you know, the differential between the commercial and the organic is not enough, Chris, and that's what we have to work on.
Now, there were a number of issues relating to sheep that were brought up, and I suppose worth reminding people that there's a sheep census going on at the moment. Wool has been a really difficult issue because the market effectively had collapsed, and this was touched on as well. There could be future uses. The minister said there's a report due out next month and that we could see wool being used in insulation and fertiliser, so at least there's a chink of light there.
That's right. IFA are going to keep this lit because this last few years we're getting next to nothing for wool, because I think the market for China has fallen apart, and the COVID has caused some of that as well. There's a minefield out there now because of this new grant scheme that the Green Party has announced there yesterday, the day before, insulation. And I think wool could play a major role in this. And then we need the technology then going on now for fertilizer use on land. Sheep is the real backbone and the suckler cow of rural Ireland here. And that's, I mean, talking about Donegal, we have a serious amount of sheep here, which is good.
He also mentioned common agricultural policy, the changes coming down the line.
Very, very important on the cap. The cap is still out in Brussels and it has to be approved yet. And as far as I know, the Donegal farmers will benefit more from this new cap than they would have from the last cap. But the farmers out there will come down, and as well as farmers going up. So it's very, very hard to put a level playing field across. They're obviously winners and losers in this.
Another thing that came up, tax on sheep by dogs. Adrian Gallagher, sheep representative, he was making the point about the importance of microchipping and getting a proper register and database there, and that money raised through licences could be used to fund the service, so it could be self-financing.
This is a serious issue. We have so many sheep in the county, and I think that this has to be something done about this here. The microchip is a big thing, and this goes into a database. But you see, there's only 200,000 dogs microchipped here in this country, and there's over 800,000 dogs in the country. And so, as you said on there, Chris, there could be a lot of money coming in from licenses and microchip and all this here, and it would help to fund the situation here for dog ward in the county. And it's a big, big serious problem here, the dogs here. And this has to be kept lit the whole time. For the general public out there has dogs, but they don't really understand what a dog can do.
Other topics covered included forestry, the derogation for the burning of green waste, and As is always the case, we quite often see somebody being given honorary life membership of the IFA, and this time around it's Chrysler farmer Brendan McFadden, and no doubt he's very proud of that fact. He spoke about it himself, his service to the organisation being recognised for all his contributions down through the years.
Brendan was a long founder of IFA, along with Major Chance down here in Newton Cunningham here, and he acknowledged that last night, and he's all over the moon about getting this life honorary membership for his time in IFA, and he was very, very active down there, and it's good to see he's going to that part of the country this year. And the other big thing is, Chris, we have officers on the county here, and they do a serious amount of voluntary work, I mean, all the officers I have here in the Quad Chairs, and this and their time as well, and that effort has helped IFA a lot here. We have them from South Donegal to North Donegal here, and they're all very active, and if a farmer's a problem, our officers are on top of it, along with myself here. Talked earlier about the support service out there for any farmer living on their own. There's just a phone call away, and we're out there and we can talk to each other, and that's why we're going to have the online meetings as well, because we're going to have a serious crisis now coming in this year with the inputs coming up, Chris, of fertiliser, feed and fuel, and climate challenges. All that there is on board with us, and the cost of food. But the problem is, we're not getting our fair share of the produce we're producing. As I said last night on the AGM, there was a man selling potatoes into a potato packer at €240 a tonne. And between the packer and the supermarkets, they were selling them out at €1,400 a tonne. There's something wrong there. And then the vegetable men are going out of business as well, running that. So there's a whole big program here to help farmers. They know, but we need more money for our produce, and that's the bottom line.
And also, Brendan, the minister suggested that better times may lie ahead for the forestry sector. There's been so many problems with licences, but he has given assurances that matters will improve in the coming year.
Well, that was alluded last night at the AGM, and I've said that a lot of the bigger forestry ones were getting looked after, but the smaller one wasn't, and we need felling licences immediately, and a bit of common sense for this issue here.
And that was Donegal IFA Chair Brendan McLaughlin. Finally, sheep and goat keepers still have time to submit their 2021 sheep and goat census returns. The extended closing date is this coming Monday, the 14th of February. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Highlands Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with Lifford Credit Union, who have recently launched Cultivate, an agricultural loan at only 6.55%, APR 6.75%. Call in to any of their three offices for more information or to make an appointment. Lifford Credit Union. Rafo Newton Lifford, supporting local farmers.
The abridged notices for this Thursday evening, the 10th of February. The death has taken place of Terence McNally, Castletown, Geoghegan, County Westmeath, formerly of Carronaff, Moville. Terence's remains will arrive in St. Pius X Church, Moville, tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11, followed by burial in Ballybrack Graveyard. Funeral Mass can be viewed on movilleparish.com. The death has taken place of Arthur White, Clunelly, Quigley's Point. Arthur's remains will arrive at St. Columbus Church, Drung, this evening at 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The death has occurred in England of Margaret McBrearty, Neil Lynch, McBride Street, Rafo. Margaret's remains will repose at Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield, Rafo, until 8 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 8 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10 past 10 to St. Columbus Church, Drumahle, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of any family member, or Kelly's funeral directors. And the death has taken place of Charlie Toy, Herbal Shinney, Milford. Charlie is reposing at his daughter Tara Wilkie's residence, 1 Rark Nacoon, Coyland Court, Rimelton. Removal from there at 20 past 10 tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Peter's Church, Milford, followed by interment in Milford Cemetery.